Ever wondered how global companies really figure out leadership in a specific country? Not just, the headlines, but the actual strategies on the ground. Today, we're diving deep into exactly that. We're looking at executive recruitment in South Korea. Think of it like getting an insider view on how top jobs get filled in, well, one of Asia's most dynamic markets, without you having to wade through tons of reports.
Exactly. And for this deep dive, we're focusing on one firm in particular, Atlantic Research Technologies, ART. We've been looking at their public information, their main website, their Korea page.
So we're sort of your guides through ART's digital footprint, trying to get a handle on their playbook for finding top talent in South Korea. The idea is to give you a real feel for what they prioritize, the kind of leaders they seek, and, well, how they seem to understand the Korean business scene. Consider this your shortcut to understanding this specific bit of international business. So let's start right there. Who is Atlantic Research Technologies?
Well, ART positions itself as a global executive search firm. Pretty straightforward. Their tagline is executive search and management recruitment worldwide. So right away, they're signaling that broad global scope. And they mentioned recruiting from the very top, like CXO level, down through various management roles.
Right. CXO meaning the chiefs, CEO, CFO, COO, those kinds of roles.
Exactly. So it's the whole management spectrum, really.
Okay. So definitely global ambitions. And they mention a human-centric approach. What's that about? Sounds a bit more than just filling slots.
It seems to be. They talk about experienced people connecting other professionals. And they even say, executive search is practiced as an art at their firm. It suggests they see it as needing, real expertise, a certain finesse, maybe, not just ticking boxes.
An art, huh? Interesting phrasing.
Yeah. And, visually on their homepage, the Korean flag is right there, pretty prominent alongside flags of other big economies.
Ah, okay. So a clear visual signal that Korea is important for them.
Definitely. It's a strong indicator of focus.
So global firm, Korea clearly marked on their map. Do they actually have a specific strategy laid out for South Korea?
Yes, they do. They've got a whole webpage dedicated to their executive search work in Korea.
Yeah.
And what's interesting there is the key words they use. Things like Korea executive search, Korea headhunters, Korea recruiters.
Right. Very direct, making it obvious they're targeting that market.
Exactly. It signals to clients and candidates, too, that they're serious about Korea.
And is it just South Korea or a broader region?
They mentioned their focus is Korea and Northeast Asia. So yeah, a bit broader than just Korea itself. And a really key thing they stress is the need for managers who are bilingual in Korean and English, or even multilingual.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? For a global hub like South Korea, that communication piece at the leadership level must be, well, fundamental.
Absolutely. And they take it a step further. They talk about finding managers who understand the, quote, business ethics and business style of the foreign company, but within that Korean context.
That's critical. So acknowledging the potential cultural friction points.
Yeah.
And the need for leaders who can bridge that gap.
Precisely. It shows they're thinking beyond just the resume.
Yeah.
It's about that cultural intelligence, that ability to operate effectively when you're, say, a foreign company working in Korea.
Okay, so linguistically skilled and culturally savvy leaders, that seems to be the target profile. Now, what about the actual jobs? What kind of roles, what levels are they filling in Korea?
They state pretty clearly they recruit for both senior managers and middle managers in Korea. For the senior level, they give examples like managing director, sales director, general manager, CEO, country manager, finance manager. Even sales manager can be senior, depending on the scope.
Definitely the top tier roles there. And for middle management, what does that look like?
For middle management, they list things like sales manager, again, finance manager, plant managers, directors. But it goes wider functionally. They cover COOs, other plant manager roles, VPs, or directors in areas like manufacturing operations, supply chain.
Okay.
IT as well. So CIOs, CTOs, VPs, directors, and then R&D and engineering, again, VPs and directors there. Plus HR and legal leadership roles, VP HR, directors, managers, chief legal counsel.
Wow. Okay. That's really comprehensive. It covers pretty much all the core functions of a business at the management level. So they seem set up to handle a wide range of recruitment needs there. Let's dig a bit deeper into how they do it. What's their approach when they're working with, say, a foreign company that wants to hire managers in Korea?
Right. For those clients, they say they focus on recruiting experienced world-class Korean and expatriate senior managers. So both local and international talent pools are considered. And a key thing they look for is a proven track record. Success in the Korean market specifically, or at least in the Asia-Pacific region.
Ah, so that local or regional experience is highly valued. Makes sense for navigating the specifics of the market.
Definitely. And again, the bilingual Korean English skill is reiterated. Multilingual skills like Mandarin or Japanese are seen as a plus, reflecting that regional focus we talked about. And their method seems quite proactive. They mention identifying candidates often from competitor firms or people with really deep industry knowledge. Headhunting, essentially.
So not just posting ads and waiting, they're actively going out and finding the high performers. Sounds quite targeted.
Very much so.
Okay, what about the flip side? When they work with Korean companies looking to hire outside Korea for their global operations.
Yeah, the strategy shifts slightly there. For Korean companies expanding globally, RT focuses on finding worldwide experienced, world-class senior managers and middle managers. They really play up their global network here, saying they can recruit across Asia Pacific, Europe, North America, Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, basically everywhere.
So they're facilitating talent flow in both directions, into Korea for foreign firms and out globally for Korean firms.
Exactly. They mentioned their network spans over 100 countries. So they position themselves as a partner for Korean companies wanting to build strong international teams by finding the right managers for their overseas posts.
That's quite a dual capability. Very interesting. Now, industries. You mentioned they highlighted some broad sectors on the Korea page.
Yes, the Korea page lists diversified service sectors, industrial and high technology, and logistics and supply chain services. Pretty broad buckets.
Okay. Did the main site give more specific examples within those?
It did. Under financial services, for example, they list bank cards and credit cards and e-banking. In the industrial space, it gets more specific with industrial products and equipment, particularly motion control and automation, and also semiconductors and components.
Okay, got it. What else?
For logistics and supply chain, they specify ground logistics and air logistics. Then there are others like aerospace products, chemicals and advanced materials, IT and communications, where they specifically call out enterprise software and SaaS,
Oh, okay.
automotive and transport, including newer areas like EV battery and charging tech. And finally, medical devices and pharma.
That's a seriously diverse list. Covers a huge chunk of the modern Korean economy, from finance to heavy industry to high tech and life sciences. Suggests a pretty wide reach. Now, shifting gears a little, something came up in our background, like this idea of Yungo, these informal social networks in Korean business. Did our team mention anything about that, or how might it, factor in?
That's a really interesting point. No, they don't explicitly mention Yungo on the site, but their focus on finding candidates who understand the business ethics and business style of foreign firms in Korea. Well, you could argue that's an implicit nod to the importance of navigating those interpersonal dynamics. Yungo has historically been quite significant in Korean business, affecting hiring, promotions, especially at management levels.
So even if RT isn't directly tapping into those old school networks, maybe their focus on cultural fit means they're looking for people who can navigate them effectively, people who understand how things really get done.
That's one interpretation, yeah. By prioritizing that bilingualism and cultural awareness, they might inherently find candidates better equipped to succeed in an environment where those informal connections can still matter. It's about finding someone who doesn't just have the skills on paper, but also understands the unwritten rules, maybe.
That's a subtle but important connection. Okay, so just to pull things together on the roles again, we had that summary. Broadly, what was the scope?
Right, it was both senior managing directors, CEOs, country managers, and so on, and middle management, like plant managers, directors, sales managers. And functionally, it cut across almost everything. General management, finance, sales, ops, IT, R&D, HR, legal. It really paints a picture of comprehensive management recruitment.